serious questions have been raised over the role of the child protection body, Tusla, after it defended a letter sent in 2019 saying there were no current concerns regarding child protection at St John's Ambulance. The assurances obviously have come under scrutiny after a damning report into abuse allegations at the voluntary first aid organisation, finding ongoing risks to children. And speaking on Primetime last night, the Special Rapporteur on Child Protection, Caoilín Gallagher, said she had concerns over Tusla's role.
They do have questions to answer. That's why I've requested an urgent meeting. Yes, it seems to me on the face of the material, there are serious concerns about what was reported by Tusla. Because in 2020 and in 2019, essentially the answer was there's nothing to see here. What we now learn today, and I'm horrified to see it, is that this was essentially a case of St John's Ambulance marking their own homework and self-reporting. That is deeply concerning.
Caoilín Gallagher, the Special Rapporteur on Child Protection, and on the line now is Fiona Jennings from the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. She's their head of policy. Fiona Jennings, good morning.
Good morning, Anya.
So your reaction to this report and to last night's programme and what you heard from the Special Rapporteur?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, we've come out and said that it is incomprehensible, I suppose, that the St John Ambulance child safeguarding shortcomings, as they were highlighted in Dr Geoffrey Shannon's report, that any organisation, you know, working with or involved with children, that not to prioritise child protection is alarming. And just to commend the victim survivors of who have spoken out in what is and what was, you know, such difficult circumstances for them as well. In terms of, I suppose, what was covered on Primetime Investigates last night, again, and what the Special Rapporteur for Child Protection has said, it is still concerning that a lot of, I suppose, what was highlighted in the report has not been rectified to this day. In terms of, I suppose, TUSA and auditing, the ISPCC receives funding from TUSLA and we're regularly audited. We're asked for our policies and procedures and asked to give a verbal account of them, our rationale for them. You know, invariably it is ISPCC management who's accountable for them. But at the end of the day, it's the ISPCC who is responsible for the implementation of its own policies and practices, our policies and procedures mm-hmm. rather. So, you know, is it
so
a case
you are audited
in this
and just to clarify this question of the role of TUSLA then, you are audited and reviewed by TUSLA, but it's a voluntary process, is that right?
We're audited and regularly audited at regional level and national level, and you know, we present our policies and procedures to them. It's part of our the funding that we get, part of our funding requirement that we get from TUSLA. That we are subjected to these particular audits. And in terms of, I suppose, the discrepancies that are at play here and the role of TUSLA, it's the responsibility of the organisation mm-hmm. to monitor and evaluate the implementation of their policies and practice, not necessarily TUSLA to oversee the monitoring and implementation of those practices.
Okay, so it's the responsibility of the organisation themselves. Does that need to change in terms of oversight or the capacity to enforce certain procedures if there are concerns about child protection? Is that something that needs looking at in terms of new legislation or new structures?
Well, I think what Dr. Geoffrey Shannon's report has highlighted, that there is a gap there. And I suppose firstly, it's important to understand, well, what those discrepancies are in terms of what TUSLA's role actually is. So is it a case that TUSLA should have a role in terms of monitoring and evaluating the actual implementation? So what is bore out in practice, or is it necessary to have an additional entity to carry out this work? And I think that's a conversation that probably will need to happen in light of this.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us to talk about that. That's Fiona Jennings, Head of Policy with the ISPCC.